Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to continue through, we're almost done with Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter 12, verses 25 through 47, and this month I'm reading in the World English Bible, the web, and it says this: Mattaniah and Bebukiah, Obadiah, Meshullam, Talmon, Akkub were gatekeepers keeping the watch at the storehouses of the gates. These were in the days of Joiakim, the son of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah the governor and of Ezra the priest and scribe. At the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought Levites out of their places to bring them to Jerusalem to keep the dedication with gladness, both with giving thanks and with singing, with cymbals, stringed instruments, and with harps. The sons of the singers gathered themselves together, both out of the plain around Jerusalem and from the villages of the Nephathites, also from Beth Gilgal, and out of the fields of Geba and Asmavzeth. Asmaveth, for the singers had built themselves villages around Jerusalem. The priests and the Levites purified themselves, and they purified the people and the gates and the wall. Then I brought up the princes of Judah on the wall and appointed two great companies who gave thanks and went in procession. One went on the right hand of the wall toward the dung gate, and after them went Hoshaiah with half of the princes of Judah, and Azariah, Ezra, and Meshullam, Judah, Benjamin, Shemaiah, Jeremiah, and some of the priests' sons with trumpets. Zechariah, the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zachor, the son of Asaph, and his brothers, Shemaiah, Azarel, Milalai, Gilalai, Mai, Nathaniel, Judah, and Hanani with the musical instruments of David, the man of God. And Ezra the scribe was before them. By the spring gate and straight before them, they went up by the stairs of David's city at the ascent of the wall above David's house, even to the water gate eastward. The other company of those who gave thanks went to meet them, and I after them, with the half of the people, on the wall above the tower of the furnaces, even to the wide wall, and above the gate of Ephraim, and by the old gate, and by the fish gate, and the tower of Hananel, and the tower of Hamaiah, even to the sheep gate. And they stood still in the gate of the guard. So the two companies of those who gave thanks in God's house stood, and half of the rulers with me, and the priests Eliakim, Maaseiah, Miniam, Micaiah, Elanai, Zechariah, and Hananiah with trumpets, and Maaseiah, Shemaiah, Eliezer, Uzi, Jehonanan, Malchijai, Elam, and Ezer. The singers sang loud with Jezariah, their overseer. They offered great sacrifices that day and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. And the women and the children also rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even far away. On that day, many men were appointed over the rooms for the treasuries, for the wave offerings, for the first fruits, and for the tithes, to gather into them according to the fields of the cities, the portions appointed by the law for the priests and Levites. For Judah rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites who served. They performed the duty of their God and the duty of the purification, and so did the singers and the gatekeepers according to the commandment of David and of Solomon his son. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, there was a chief of the singers, the songs of praise and thanksgiving to God. All Israel in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah gave the portions of the singers and the gatekeepers as every day required. And they set apart that which was for the Levites, and the Levites set apart that which was for the sons of Aaron. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I love the celebration, and it reminds me that I need to be celebrating more, that I need to be spending time just simply worshiping you and dedicating my life to you and surrendering afresh to you. Lord, as I look back on my life, even over this past couple years where we've been raging with COVID and all of the things that have been happening in the world, I think there have been times where I've just retreated into myself, and I haven't looked outward, Lord. Not only have I not looked outward toward others, and please forgive me for that, but I haven't looked upward toward you. Lord, you deserve my praise. You deserve our praise. You deserve our worship. You deserve our allegiance. You deserve our very lives. And so right now, Just as the Israelites did when they rededicated the walls of Jerusalem and they had these feasts and celebrations and worship times, we choose to do that too, because you have built good things in our lives. And because of that, we worship you. Thank you so much for another day of life that we have breath. I pray particularly for those listening today who are sick, and I pray that you would heal them and bring them stamina and joy and health in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Doris Swift. Now, she is the inaugurator of the Fierce Calling podcast. And the Fierce Calling podcast, this is what she says about it. It exists to encourage, equip, and engage women to take action where their passion, compassion, and conviction intersect to use their God-given gifts to impact the world for Christ. This is one of those podcasts where she interviews people, and these are just ordinary people like you and me, and finds out where their passion is and their sweet spot is, and then asks them to tell their story. And to me, that's just so exciting because, as you know, I used to have a podcast called The Restory Show, and all I did there was I listened to people's stories and asked a lot of questions, and that's what she loves to do. Now, you can go to DorisSwift.com, and there's a lot of different things that you can receive free there. There is a place where you can share your faith. She gives you all these tips of how to share your faith. And so if you're stressed about that, you can find that. And then there are a whole a bunch of Bible verses that she has gathered up for those of you who are walking through fear. And then there's another Bible study that she has, Step Out of Your Doubt and Into Your Calling, Walking Boldly in God's Plans for Your Life. And this is an ebook. And all of these things are free. So you can go to Doris Swift. It's D-O-R-I-S. Swift is S-W-I-F-T, just like you might think, .com. Doris, thank you so much for the Fierce Calling podcast. And thanks for sponsoring Pray Every Day.